So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Thinking big thoughts so you don't have to.
Friday.
Here's John Williams.
There's one for you. Sun is shining and it's not freezing cold and it's not raining or snowing. You like apples? About that. By the way, we'll do our Bright Side of Life segment. Hi, this is John at 240. Call in, tell us some good news at 240. We're here weekdays from 1 to 3. Saturdays, 10 to noon. Remember, on all social media, WGN King John. Early this week, we said on my Facebook page, WGN King John, like me there. We said, hey, we're going to do that Bright Side again on Friday. We always do. Two fun new features about that. We're randomly awarding pins to some of you who call or message or text in, and you could have done that all week long, and hundreds of you did. So I have a nice little ready list of bright sides. Hooray! So we'll do that at 2:40, and we'll award randomly some bright side pins from our friends at the Joint Relief Institute. These are really nice little bright, sunshiny, orange and yellow pins. You can wear it on your sweater, lapel. I don't know where you put a pin these days. And I still don't know if we're giving some out. Do you, Elif? Are we going to hand out two to the people so they can give one to a friend?
No.
Or do they just, oh, I like that idea.
We're just going to
give one.
One, huh? Per person.
All right, so you'll have to share it with a friend. That is, okay, you can have it on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So the bright side of pins are going out randomly to people on my Facebook page. We'll also give away some on the show at 2:40. We're also going to live stream the Bright Side again, so you can watch and message in. Where will you be at 2:40? Join us in studio. You can watch us as we do it on our Facebook page. I'm WGN King John on Facebook. Our News Click is a daily web poll question, and yesterday we asked you, should the state of Illinois raise the tax on cigarettes by 32 cents to $2.30 a pack? I'm a contrarian, you know, so I said no. Because I think that we ask smokers to bear too much of the burden. And so I said no to a 32-cent increase. It'll go up to $2.30 if the governor has his way, and I'll bet he'll get his way. I'll bet he'll get that sports gambling. I'll bet he'll get legalized marijuana. 72% of you said yes, we should raise the tax on cigarettes. 28% of us said no. Hey, Adam. Short conversation with my son the other day. He enjoys watching the University of Tennessee's Admiral Schofield. He's a great player on a great team. And what a name, Grant said. Admiral Schofield. But then I countered with the Blackhawks Slater Cuckoo. Say that a few times. It's a joy. Slater Cuckoo! It got me thinking, you know, you've got your peekaboo streets and your spud webs and your world bee freeze and so on. Those were terrific names to enjoy over the years. But I asked on Facebook, whose name do you root for now? Because it's, you know, such an awesome name. I mean, you do want to cheer on Slater Cuckoo. You just want to hear John Weideman say that, scream it into the microphone. I mean, can you beat Slater Cuckoo, I said. And yes, we do give you a chance to give your all-time favorite names of an athlete. And that's on my Facebook page right now. We'll visit that list in a little bit. We were also thinking about, let's see here. Sports names. And then I'm looking at my notes here and suddenly I can't read my handwriting. There it is. So I want to go back to the News Click, which asked you about the cigarette tax, 32 cents, up to $2.30. The Mincing Rascals podcast that we record on Thursdays and that we put up last night. Have you heard our award-winning podcast called The Mincing Rascals? We just went through quickly some of the things that the governor is asking for to, you know, fix Illinois. And I want to know if you're in or out on some of these things. So I'm in on the cigarette. No, I'm out on the cigarette tax, but I know you're probably in. Marijuana will be legalized if Governor Pritzker gets his way. Sports betting will be legal. Insurance companies will be taxed to help pay Medicaid costs. E-cigarettes will be taxed. If you vape now, you don't pay a tax on the, I guess you just pay a sales tax on the device and the fluid you put in there. I don't know much about those things. The tobacco tax goes from $1.98 to $2.30. Did you know that if the governor gets his way, plastic bags will be taxed a nickel statewide? We're already being taxed 7 cents in Chicago. So if you are coming out of the Jewels and you forgot your full, your regular bag, I did this again today, Steve, you're going to be paying 12 cents for that plastic bag. I ran over to Mariano's today. And I looked in the back seat and said, "You did it again, John. You did not bring the bag." So now I've got to go in and buy it and pay the tax or carry the items. I had to get a beef tenderloin.
Ooh.
I know.
That you must be having a party. That's your go-to party food.
It is. So we're having some sliders.
See?
Kids are coming over, and we're going to watch the Oscars on Sunday night. And that'll be a lot. And my sister-in-law and nephew are in from out of town. We'll have a swell time. So we're going to put out those. But I've got this long, thin column of meat wrapped in a brown sheet of paper. And then I thought, you know, I may have a Manhattan with that, and I'm a little low on bourbon. So I picked up a bottle of bourbon. And then since I was doing stuff like that, I picked up a donut. I did not have a permanent bag, and I didn't want to pay for the plastic bag. So I walked out of the Mariano's carrying a bottle of bourbon in one hand and a roll of meat and some donuts in the other.
Nice.
That is truly gangster. You can't do that everywhere, can you?
I know.
You can't just walk around with a bottle of alcohol. You have to have it in the bag, don't you?
It's funny because, I didn't. I had a bottle. And in fact, I had a blazer on. I thought, I'll bet I can get that in my pocket. And then I thought, well, that looks worse.
So we talked about this on The Rascals, but because I don't have to pay for bags yet. And one of my beefs with grocery stores is they put so little in each of the bags, right?
Yeah.
So when you're paying per bag, do you get to say how much they put in each bag?
Right. You were wondering if for those of us that live in the city, when we are having to pay the tax, do we ask them to really load up those plastic bags and save ourselves the nickels?
I mean, they'll put a dozen eggs in a paper bag, then in a plastic bag, and then a second plastic bag.
Right, and then they wrap it up and hand it to you in the suburbs, not so much in the city. And here's the thing. I never see them adding the nickel in, or say I needed five bags. I'd never see them go 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, or 7, 14, 21, 28. I never see them doing that. Does anybody know? Do you know? Do they do that? Do they literally count your plastic bags as you head out of the Jewels and charge you on that? Because I have not seen them do that. I presume I'm getting charged. This is interesting, too. A tax credit enjoyed by parents for paying private school tuition will go away if the governor gets his way. And on the list goes. I'm wondering what your reaction to any of those is. My number is 312-981-7200. Brian, you're on WGN. What did you want to say?
Yeah, what's to stop the people from going to our neighboring states and buying their cigarettes or whatever he wants to tax? Also, the bag thing, like my wife, she just takes bags from home, and all these, you can buy a bag for 25 cents, keep that bag, reuse it.
Reuse the plastic bag?
No, it's like a cloth bag.
Right. Well, listen, I've got about 130 of those in my house. It's amazing to me. I'll get in the car, I will get into the store and go, oh, crap, I forgot to bring the reusable bags.
You gotta throw them in your trunk.
There's a lot of things I should do that I don't. I can't walk you through my day, but I'm telling you, as simple as that sounds, I don't have a trunk. I have a back, and I don't seem to be able to keep one in there whenever I'm shopping.
He's driving people out of the state.
I wonder how far people will travel for that. If I lived on the Indiana border and it was right across the line and it would save me 30 cents, I think I'd absolutely do that. I don't live anywhere. You know, it's an hour for me to get. It's 40 minutes for me to get to Indiana. I'm not going to drive that far. But that's the risk we take for sure. Thanks for the call, Brian.
All right. Have a good day.
Yeah, you do too. Thanks for calling. Now, I don't know how far you're willing to drive. You know, if there was an increase on a tax of something that you wanted to buy a lot of or you knew you couldn't bust, right, that you're going to smoke, so you're going to go over there and get them. I don't know why they aren't raising the tax on alcohol, because people that drink like to drink, and it seems to me like that's a limitless supply of money, too. But they didn't. That was not proposed in the governor's budget.
It's easier to vote or to agree on taxes for other people
Say it again.
It's easier to agree on taxes for other people. And smokers are the demons, so it's easy to say that. But if you want to take away your Manhattan, you know, you might be a little less inclined to go along.
I suppose I would be. Frankly, I don't think either of them really deserve it. My guess is that the tax on a Manhattan or a bottle of bourbon is pretty high. And I think I'm paying a fair share on that, right? Like, whatever the cost to society is because I like a Manhattan, I think I'm paying that. The same with you as a smoker. If you're paying a dollar, what was the number? $1.98 already per pack in taxes, you do not deserve to pay $2.30. You do not deserve 32 cents more.
I think that's probably just the state tax too, right?
Because I believe that's the case, Steve. A smoker may be able to tell us more about that. Neither you nor I are, but I don't see, except that you can get away with it, why it's fair to tell the people that are paying $2 that it's going to go up to $2.30 now. I mean, hell, if we're that strapped, let's make it $10 a pack. They're going to smoke. There's a cutoff point, right, where they either won't or they will go to Indiana. But I don't think $2.30 is it when you're already at $2. Anyway, let's go to Tony. You're on WGN. Tony, what did you want to say? You're on the air.
Yeah, John, so just so you know, in Chicago, they're already $10 a pack. Out in the suburbs, they're about $8.50, something like that. Here's the thing. They know that people are addicted to them. Nicotine is one of the most addictive things on the planet, and they know this. Okay, I watched my father spend all his money on cigarettes because he was addicted to them.
Yep.
And my brother and I had to help to pay his bills. Now I don't know how they look at this, but I think they better look in another direction because, you know, that sounds pretty ruthless to me.
I think you're on to something there, Tony. I'm going to go from you to Melissa. Thank you for the call. Melissa, you're on WGN. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air. What's up?
I was just calling to say that I live in Rockford, and my in-laws, they live in Chicago. And when you guys had the sugar tax, when they would come to visit us, they would always go to Walmart or Target or wherever our grocery store.
Really?
And they would buy their diet, Pepsi or whatever the case might be, to avoid that sugar tax. So where there's a will, there's a way, you know, especially if you're living and bordering, you know, like we're not far from Wisconsin, you know, it's easy to go just a hop, skip, and a jump somewhere else to avoid those taxes.
Yeah, and that was Cook County, so really you could go to Will County what county are you in Rockford there?
Winnebago.
Yeah, go to Winnebago County if it's nearby or if it's part of your travels. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. But I think that the plastic tax, plastic bag tax, is a good thing, not only for, you know, extra income, but it's, you know, ecologically a good thing to do.
I appreciate you listening in Rockford. You betcha. Thanks for calling in, Melissa. The phone number is 312-981-7200. I'm just looking at all the texts and calls. Some of you want to say something about this. Hey, Valerie, you're on the air. How are you?
Okay, I'm aggravated.
What's the matter? What's the matter, Valerie?
It's just, why don't they try to cut expenses instead of raising taxes on everybody all the time?
Yeah.
As far as those plastic bags, I reuse them for garbage. So as far as recycling, I either use that plastic bag for garbage or I go buy plastic bags.
Yeah.
And so the recycling isn't even an issue as far as I'm concerned. But they just keep on raising taxes on everybody. I don't smoke, I don't drink, but I don't think anybody should be gouged.
I think that's what we're doing.
They're doing to smokers.
I think that's what we're doing. We're absolutely doing it to smokers. And by the way, you shouldn't smoke. They know that.
No.
And hitting them for 30 more cents a pack isn't going to make them stop. It will make some of them stop. It might actually make some of them decide not to start, but I still don't think it's fair to the people that are addicted.
Well, why don't they? I haven't heard anything come up about they were going to cut anything.
Yeah.
They never cut anything. They always just, it's always on the backs of the people that are working.
Yeah, I appreciate your phone call, Valerie. You're going to love this, but they say there's no more room to cut. I don't know what the smart people in the world say about that, but they say that it's, you know, it's pension obligations, it's salaries, it's not like they're overspending on things. They're down to the bare bone. I bet if you started all over again and didn't hire all of these people and provide all of these services, you could get to a balanced budget. But they've got all this freight they're carrying, and they say they can't do anything about it. I know that's not a good answer. I got to pause. We'll get into the newsroom. We'll finish this conversation. We'll see what you're telling me on my Facebook page, too. I'm WGN King John. I asked for your favorite sports names because a couple came to mind this week. We'll catch you up on the Smollett story, and the Nike story is kind of interesting today, too. Stay tuned. This is John Williams. We're in the Allstate Skyline studio. Lots of ground to cover. Remember, about an hour from now, say 2:35 or so, we'll ask you to tell us your good news, what's your bright side, and we'll live stream it on Facebook. So we invite you to message in while we're on at 2:40, and you can watch the whole affair. I don't know what else to call it. But it's kind of fun when we do the bright side in the studio. So be part of that in about an hour. Tell your friends, too. By the way, if we read one of your bright sides, one of those things that's making you smile, or maybe if you call in, you might get one of our brand new, thank you very much, Joint Relief Institute, bright side pins. Let's talk to Dan first. Hey, Dan, you're on WGN Radio. How are you, sir?
Good, King John. I just spent the last 10 days in Florida looking for employment, and one of the prospective employers, the first thing he said to me was to download a certificate of domicile for Florida so that if I started working for them, I could be taxed at the Florida rate and not the exorbitant Illinois rates. First thing that he said to do to me for working down there.
Yeah. And we're talking about ways to raise taxes and fees because we're in such a pickle. They do not have, Florida does not have a state income tax, right?
Correct.
And Illinois is actually going to, I'll bet you we're going to raise ours. We'll have a graduated tax like on the federal. So where it's a flat tax now, the people that make a little bit more are going to actually pay a little more still in Illinois. To say nothing of the, you know, garbage bags and cigarettes and things like that. So that's enough to make you want to look for a job out of state, isn't it?
That's one of the reasons, yes. The winter is a second reason.
Yeah, well, there's that, too. I'll tell you what, though. I think plenty of us have, you know, I wish you well wherever you go. I hope you find work, and I wish you a nice life. But here's the deal. If you said, okay, worst thing about the weather in Chicago is February and snow and ice, and the worst thing about the weather in Florida is, and then I think that conversation gets interesting, doesn't it? You've got not only the heat and humidity, but you've got hurricanes. Those things come in, it just seems like, boy, with the climate change, it seems like Florida just gets blasted. You're not nervous about that, huh?
No, my comment to that is I have 2 younger brothers and 2 younger sisters that live down there full-time. My mother's down there during the winter. I say to them, up here in Illinois, we've always got furnaces down there that got air conditioning. Yeah. And they've got hurricane shutters.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, listen, good luck to you. Thanks for the call, my friend.
Got it. Thank you.
I want a nickel for every time somebody calls in and they say their bright side is they're leaving Illinois. Governor, are you listening? But what's the governor supposed to do, right? I mean, literally, he needs to find billions of dollars. That's why I didn't run for governor and why I'm not going to run for mayor. Steve, what am I going to do? How am I going to raise billions of dollars?
Right. You got to find it somewhere.
Can't take it all from Lou Manfredini. I know. Right. Right. We are going to smoke enough marijuana in Illinois to balance the budget.
You've heard of smoke and mirrors, right? We got pot and casino, smoke and mirrors. I think that's the way to do it.
That's the way we're going to do it. Okay. I'm reading from the Tribune. I also saw this on Deadspin, and you may have just seen it when it happened. It started with the host of TNT's Inside the NBA asking which of the panelists' predictions about the rest of the season had no chance of coming true. So this is Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal and Kenny Anderson and Ernie, I want to say Johnson, but I don't remember Ernie's last name. But it's really funny because this gaggle of guys just cut up. They have a good time. Sometimes they talk about basketball and offer interesting analysis. But, you know, they're there a long time, and it just seems like Shaq and Charles have enough money. They really don't care. So they just kind of play around, and it's a fun show. So you've got the TNT Inside the NBA segment. This is halftime, I think, of the Lakers game. And they say, okay, which of your predictions about the rest of the season have no chance of coming true? Before anyone else could get a word in, Charles Barkley offered a reply that had nothing to do with basketball and everything to do with the arrest of actor Jussie Smollett over allegations that he hired two Nigerian men to stage a racist attack on him.
Welcome to the American Express Halftime Report. American
Express. Ridiculous one over there that's still living that you would say has no chance of happening.
Two black guys beating a black guy up.
And having a black guy.
That's not on here, man. The Clippers will not make the playoffs. And the Lakers will not make the playoffs. The Kings will is the latest addition. Go ahead, Kenny.
You pay him with cash or you write him a check, Chuck. Man.
Never break. Hey, that's America.
How?
America. Let me just tell you something.
What's that?
Do not commit crimes with checks. Come on, man. You cannot. If you're going to break the law, do not write a check.
Because you're writing a check that what? You're behind cash.
Yo, man, you cannot
cash up.
Hey, get cash, man. I never used an ATM. Now, I heard you can only get $200 out of
house. $500. Oh, stop, literally.
You're about to make a lot of stops to the ATM.
Do you buy the face mask, the rope, and the thing in the same store?
No.
You got to go to three different stores.
You think they put that on a receipt? Face mask, rope, bleach?
On the same store? You wouldn't even go to three different stores. Come on, Chuck.
They get to say that stuff. I don't. But... yeah, they did actually go out and buy face mask, rope, and bleach. And then they wrote a check, or Jussie Smollett allegedly did, to the two accomplices. $3,500. And they've got the check. So Charles Barkley's advice to America was, don't write a check. I looked at the Chicago Tribune today to see what are the stories. Maybe we'll talk about them on the radio today. And literally these, I don't even have time to read the stories. I'm going to read you the headlines on the online front page of the Chicago Tribune. Jussie Smollett won't be on final episode of Empire Season. Next headline. These are just in a row. Survivors already have these major challenges. LGBTQ advocates worry Jussie Smollett case could cast further doubt. That's a good point. Next article. How a text from Jussie Smollett set in motion an alleged hoax that drags Chicago's reputation through the mud. Next story. Suspicious from the start. What led detectives to charge Jussie Smollett with filing a face report? The next story. Charles Barkley's advice to Jussie Smollett. Next story. Heidi Stevens. Chicago's reputation held up just fine, thank you. Next story. Jussie Smollett arrests the fodder for talk shows and late night TV. Next story, Darlene Glanton's column. Sorry, bigots, but I'm not sorry for trusting Jussie Smollett. I clicked over to the Sun-Times. Smollett's character written out of current episode. Mary Mitchell's column. Empire star owes Chicagoans hate crime victims an apology. You're right about that, Mary. Next story, Jussie Smollett released from jail after charges detailed. It's just despicable, in quotes. That story is changing every day. You know, I know we all get tired of certain stories after a while, but this one each day just seems to have a new wrinkle to it. So you say, okay, what now? And I think what Eddie Johnson said the other day was really good, but people are taking a step now to say, okay, wait a minute, this guy has not been found guilty. So the police get to be outraged. And I think Eddie Johnson was terrific when he said this stuff. But remember, this is the soundbite opening a press conference for a man who has not been found guilty of any crime.
Before I get started on why we're here, you know, as I look out into the crowd, I just wish that the families of gun violence in this city got this much attention, because that's who really deserves the amount of attention that we're giving to this particular incident. So this morning, I come to you not only as the superintendent of the Chicago Police Department, but also as a black man who spent his entire life living in the city of Chicago. I know the racial divide that exists here. I know how hard it's been for our city and our nation to come together. And I also know the disparities, and I know the history. This announcement today recognizes that Empire actor Jussie Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career.
The more you think about that, I mean, that's what Charles Barkley and those guys were laughing about. Just, it was a really bad plan. Even if in somebody's twisted mind, obviously I'm now assuming that there's truth to these allegations, right? But if there is, you know, the more you think about that, and really you probably thought about it a lot before you decided to do it, the dumber this plan was. Literally, I keep thinking about Smollett telling his two, say, accomplices, okay, here's the deal. We're going to go out onto the street. You guys are going to mug me. We're going to do it on camera, on one of these security cameras. That was their intention. It didn't get caught. And then we'll have evidence that I got roughed up and I'm the victim of a hate crime. I'll give you guys $7,000. And then what? Right? Because if these guys ever get caught and they play the story out, Smollett presumably would say, I don't know. Who are they? I got mugged by these terrible people. Kind of weird that two black guys were MAGA supporters walking around at 2 in the morning when it was 19 degrees below zero looking for me, but it happened. And so they'll have to go to jail. I mean, think about the consequences for somebody who suffers, who's found guilty of a hate crime these days. It's some serious stuff. So these guys said, okay, yeah, that's a good plan. We'll each have $3,500. So they take, it was a $3,500 apiece or $3,500 between them. So for $3,500 or $7,000, they agree to do that, hoping that it will be caught on camera. How? When did it dawn on them that that was a bad idea? Never? I mean, I guess you could flee the country. They were not in the United States when the next day they left, but they came back. And I don't know what's supposed to happen to them. And at first, when Jussie Smollett was, when we were wondering if this is what it is, my attitude was, you know what, let's just not bother this guy. Let's just be done with this and throw it out. But then you listen to people like Eddie Johnson and you see all these headlines and you go, you know what, you shouldn't be able to get away with that. That is so unfair to the next victim of a hate crime. The next person who's the victim of a hate crime is going to have to get past whatever disbelief people have because, oh, we've heard this story before. Now, probably nobody's going to come up with anything as wackadoodle as Jussie Smollett came up with. And that was the thing the Mincing Rascals said in our podcast this week. If you want to go ahead and stage it because you want a raise or because you feel the TV producers aren't treating you well or whatever your reason is for doing it, fine. But this just wasn't a well-thought-out plan. That's what got Barkley and them laughing. But, I mean, don't throw in the MAGA stuff. Don't throw in the Bleach stuff. Don't throw in the news stuff. You know, pick one of those three, maybe. But when you put all of that together, it's so horrible that immediately began to beg credulity. You thought, that's so bad, I'm not even sure I believe it. Nobody wanted to say that at first. My number is 312-981-7200. Texts are coming in. John, it's pronounced Jewel, not the Jewels. I think I'll go to see Bertrand in the newsroom for this. Pam Jones, you follow traffic.
It's the Jewels.
It's the Jewels.
You go to the Jewel.
Dominic's Jewels. Jewels.
That's good.
I go by my mas.
Going to the pick and save.
Yeah, but I think there's an S at the end of both of those.
Not the Jewel.
No, I think
Jewels. I go to the Jewel.
It's definitely an S. Jewels.
Maybe that's a neighborhood thing. North suburbs, they go to the Jewel?
Well, I'm the only one in my house that does much to the aggravation of everyone else.
John, I leave the cloth bags in my car, too. I'm telling you, I get that all the time. John, you are hilarious. You went to Mariano's for booze and high-end meat, and you won't spend 7 cents on a bag? That's a good point. I talked about earlier in the show how I went to Mariano's this morning. I didn't bring my cloth bag. I didn't want to spend the 7 cents on the you're right. And I bought a bottle of bourbon and a beef tenderloin for our party Sunday night, and yet I don't have 7 cents for the bag. But it's not the 7 cents. It's really I just don't want to pollute the world. That's me being green, not me being cheap. At least I think that's the case.
Can I just chime in here? Someone texted in from the 847 area code saying it's the Jewel and I worked there for 15 years.
The Jewel?
Yeah.
Let's go to traffic. Go. Your thoughts on that. Pam Jones.
The Jules.
Yeah, I think it's the Jules. What does Nick DiGilio say? I believe Nick says the Jules.
He also says Jules.
Jules.
Someone just texted Jules. That.
Yeah,
as well.
I think it's that's. I don't know that we may have to agree to disagree on that one. I think it's the Jules if you're doing it the way a Chicagoan does.
Okay. And why are they so critical?
I think it's you go to. I'm going to Jules, or you go to the Jewel.
Ah. You may be onto something there, Steve.
I do like that. I like that guy.
And give me the Dominics, too, while you're at it there, Pam.
Dominics. Dominics. We in the back.
When Jerry Joyce's commercial runs, I don't know if we're going to run it here on this show, but it ran earlier today, and I'm listening to that, and it's this long narrative about being a Chicagoan and, you know, just all the feel-good things that a mayoral candidate will say. But he doesn't say who it is right away. And I'm really loving the commercial, and I'm loving the voice. And I thought that was Bill Daly, but it was Gary Joyce. Jerry Joyce or Gary Joyce?
Jerry Joyce.
Does he know that he's not spelling that the way you're supposed to spell that? So I'm listening to Jerry Joyce's voice, and I think that is such a perfect Chicago voice. That's got to score him some points. It's 151. 312-981-7200. This weekend. Boy, they got two big games coming up. We'll talk a little bit more about the Blackhawks after the 2 o'clock news. 206 just texted, and I would like to nominate Arizona Diamondbacks outfielder Socrates Brito. Socrates Brito for best sports name. My nephew texted in a little while ago and said, one of my favorites, wonderful, terrific Mons the Third. Now that's a name. Even if you changed your name to that from, you know, Bobby Smith, wonderful, terrific Mons the Third. Not too bad. Somebody else texted in and said we were talking about Admiral Schofield, and they said my son played baseball with his brother, General. The Schofields had a couple of kids, one of them named Admiral and one of them named General. I wonder if the kids got into fights over who had priority or dominance. You know, what's more impressive, being an admiral or being a general?
I thought that was a joke.
Oh, I'm willing to believe. Well, I read it as the truth. I think if you can name a kid Admiral, there's a chance you might name the other one General. About the Jussie Smollett story, 847 said, I love Superintendent Johnson, but he needed to insert the word alleged several times in his statement the other day. Another texter from 847 says, just because you can act on TV doesn't mean you know how to commit a crime. Boy, aren't they proof of that. 708 says, Eddie Johnson handled this one beautifully. Although there was doubt from the start, he led his staff professionally and properly. I think the only people that came out ahead on this one were the Chicago police. They threw all the resources at it that it deserved, were it true, but they also were cautious and nimble about their statements. And it appears as though, to me, everything they've done is what they should have done in this situation. 708 says, I'm thinking about sending Jussie Smollett a card like the one he sent himself just to screw with him. Who's going to believe him now? And about the grocery stores and what we call them, the Jules over by Dare, says 312. The Jules over by Dare. 630 said, we call it Jewel Osco. 815 says, it's the Jewel. It's Jewel in the south suburbs. 815, no, it's Jewel. No S, just Jewel. But then there's 773. It's the Jules over by Dare. I didn't start this argument, did I? But now we're in the middle of it. Is the S at the end of Jewel when you're talking like a good Chicagoan?
Thinking big thoughts so you don't have to.
Rolf.
Here's John Williams.
Banerska. I said on my Facebook page, give me some of your favorite sports names, and somebody said, I got a classic for you, John. Rolf Banerska. And that's a great football name, isn't it? I was thinking of more modern ones, but you can throw in your all-time favorites. This is John. We're in the Allstate Skyline Studio till 3. And on Saturdays from 10 to noon, yeah, all that fun on my Facebook page. On all social media, look for me at WGN King John. John, Illinois State University had a player named, and they just released him last year. I guess they had a football player. He's no longer with ISU, but his name, Kobe Buffalo Meat. If my last name was Buffalo Meat, you're damn right I'm naming my kid Kobe. Now, you may be thinking, John, some of these names are made up, but let's presume that they're all true. You really don't need to make up wacky sports names because the real ones are just as good as anything you and I can come up with. So if there's a Rolf Banerska, and there was, there may well be a Kobe Buffalo Meat or a wonderful, terrific Mons the Third. And the list goes on my Facebook page. Speaking of sports, Well, you've got to love the name Slater Cuckoo. The Blackhawks are the most amazing team in sports right now. They've won 11 of their last 13 games. Their next two games are against the Avalanche and the Stars. The Avalanche have won 6 of their last 29. And the Stars, if I've got this right, have lost 5 of their last 7. So these two teams that we're battling it out with for the playoffs are going down. And, man, are we going up. I think I got that right. I want to bring in two people who can help me with this. One is John Weideman, the play-by-play voice of the Chicago Blackhawks. Hi, John. How are you?
I'm well, John. How you doing?
Really good. And over at you're not at the United Center now, are you?
No, not right now.
Our Kevin Powell is. Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well. We're getting set for Margaritaville night here at the UC. Should be fun, and it's a huge game tonight. So it's going to be a lot of fun here at the UC.
Yeah. Are these the two teams, the Avalanche and Stars, guys, that we need? That one of those three teams is going to be in the playoffs?
I would say that possibly two of the three will be in, John. And I think it's not inconceivable that all three could make the playoffs because there's an awful lot in play right now. You know, the Dallas Stars would be the Blackhawks' opponent after Colorado, as you mentioned. They have not been, I mean, other than their win last night, they of late have not played to their level of capability. You were talking about Colorado. They've actually won 3 of their last 4, and they're coming off of possibly their most convincing win of the season in Denver over the Winnipeg Jets, who are first place in the Central Division. They didn't just beat them, and they absolutely blew their doors off. So, to me, Colorado is playing with a lot of confidence right now, and they know the gravity of this game, as do the Blackhawks. So this is going to be, I believe this is going to be a lot like a playoff game, and I want the Blackhawks fans that are listening to bring an attitude to the United Center here tonight. That's the seventh man right there.
Yeah, I'm with John. There are 5 teams within 2 points of the second wild card in the spot in the Western Conference. So it feels like the playoffs have, in some ways, already begun for the Blackhawks. And I'm with John. It's going to be a pretty rowdy atmosphere tonight because Avalanche is right there. They're just a point back in Minnesota for the second wild card spot, and as are the Blackhawks, both with 61 points, Minnesota with 62.
I got to tell you, I pay attention to hockey now, but I don't have all of this down. How you get points, how you make the playoffs, and how many teams get into the playoffs. I'm a little gray on that, guys. Mr. Weideman, can you help me with that a little bit?
Sure, I'd be happy to. You get 2 points for a win. You get no points for a loss. You get 1 point for an overtime or shootout loss. And when they size everything up, as far as the standings are concerned, and they align the teams, it's all dependent on points first, and then regulation or overtime wins. You get you don't get an advantage as far as the tiebreaker is concerned if you win in the shootout. Okay, and fortunately, the Blackhawks only have 1 shootout victory. I mean, they definitely need the extra points, but let's say that they're in a tie at the end of the season. All 82 games have been played, and let's say, just for argument's sake, it is the Colorado Avalanche that they are tied with in points. One of the tiebreakers, one of the key tiebreakers, is the column that it's ROW, which stands for regulation or overtime wins. And if you have 1 more regulation or overtime win than the other team that's tied with you in points, you get in and they're out. So it's a tiebreaker. Right. They have to come up with this system of tiebreakers because it just gets way too complicated down the stretch.
Yeah. Well, how many are we in the last position right now for the playoffs?
No. We are 2 positions out. Actually, Minnesota has the last wild card spot. They're only a point ahead of both Colorado and the Blackhawks. Colorado is ahead of the Blackhawks because they have more regulation or overtime wins. They have the same number of points, and I believe they've got a game in hand. So fewer games also can be a tiebreaker during the season. But yeah, once the teams have all played the same number of games, then the other tiebreakers kick in.
So right now I'm rooting against, obviously, Colorado and the Stars in Dallas, but Minnesota as well, mm-hmm. Yeah, the teams that are ahead of us. So we're not
John,
in the playoffs yet.
I should say, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but I should say that Minnesota is playing tonight as well. They played last night at Madison Square Garden against the Rangers, and they won, so that helped them to vault back into that final spot. they're playing tonight in Detroit. And a lot of rumors flying out of Detroit is that there are several members of the Red Wings that might be on the move in the way of a trade. Nick Jensen was traded this afternoon to the Washington Capitals. So that could, you know, that could mitigate their ability to win games tonight. I don't know. I don't think it should factor in at all. But
I got a John Weideman on the line, and our Kevin Powell is at the United Center getting ready for the game. Elif and I will give you some fun things we think you might enjoy doing this weekend. We always give you the weekend rundown after the 2:30 Friday news. And then after that, we start your weekend. We close your week with The Bright Side. We'll ask you to call, text, or Facebook message in with some good news in your world. Tell us why you are smiling, and we will smile with you. We'll live stream it on my Facebook page today. Remember, on social media, I'm WGN King John. Earlier today, I also posted some of our favorite sports names. Speaking of the Blackhawks, Slater Cuckoo of the Blackhawks. How can you beat that? How much fun is Slater Cuckoo? I got down this path because my son said one of his favorite players in basketball right now is Admiral Schofield, whose brother's name is General. And my nephew texted in, wonderful, terrific Mons the Third. That's his, one of his favorite baseball names. And then so help me, one of our listeners on my Facebook page said, well, ISU had a player last year named Kobe Buffalo Meat, and I messaged back and said, no. And then somebody else messaged back and said, oh, yeah, yeah, Kobe Buffalo Meat will not be with the team this year. I guess he was released from the team. I'm not exactly sure why. Somebody said one of their all-time classic favorite football names was Rolf Bonerska, and somebody else just said Heathcliff Slocum. I don't know if that's a great sports name, but it sure is a lot of consonants now, isn't it? Who played for the Cubs, right? Heathcliff?
Yeah.
Heathcliff Slocum?
Wasn't there Biff Pokoroba?
I don't remember Biff Pokoroba.
Biff Pokoroba?
I remember Peekaboo Street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you really could sort of populate a baseball team with some of your favorite players. You know, put Heathcliff Slocum there, and Peekaboo Street's a skier, but let's go ahead and throw her out there, too, just, you know, for
Biff,
color.
Biff played for the Braves in the, I think it was the 70s.
What's that name again there, Steve?
Biff Pokoroba.
You know, I'd put World B Free in there. He could catch or play right field or
something.
Yeah,
but he renamed himself.
That doesn't count then, huh?
I don't think so.
I think Spud Webb was really Spud Webb, though. Put that one in there, maybe. On my Facebook page, or you can call 312-981-7200 for the best sports names that are out there. And just one other thing, speaking of sports, Zion Williamson isn't a great name, although Zion is pretty awesome. But Nike's stock was down more than 1% yesterday. Have you been following that stock particularly today, Steve? How is Nike doing today? They were down 1% yesterday.
I can try to find out here.
Well, Nike's built its reputation around a bunch of things, including creating premier shoes. I'm reading from CNN Business now. And clothes for athletes. But that image took a hit with Williamson's sneaker snafu. He went to plant his right foot. I believe it was his right foot. Was it his left? Let's see. He was driving, coming left to right. I think it was his right. Anyway, he plants his foot, and the bottom of the sneaker gave way from the top. It didn't support his foot, and he injured himself.
It's up 51 cents today, so 6-tenths of a point.
So it's recovered half of the loss yesterday.
No, it was down...
It was down 1%.
Oh, it was? Okay, because it was down 2% at one point.
You know, that's the number I heard, and now I guess it depends on when the story is that you're referencing, but the one I'm looking at now had them down 1%, but they were down as much as 2. That's many...
Gazillions.
I want to say $1 billion, but I don't know that that's probably not true. But here's a number that's fantastic. Nike spent $11.5 billion, or nearly a third of its sales, on marketing and endorsement contracts last year. Nike makes a ton of money, right? And they're giving it to Tiger Woods and Michael Jordan and World Be Free and whoever else your favorite athlete is. And Zion Williamson when he graduates from college. And LeBron James. Nike and its Jordan brand sponsored 85 men's and women's basketball teams in last year's annual NCAA tournament. And they're great products. Have you ever heard of somebody's shoe blowing out like that? How many games have you been to? How many NBA, college, and high school games have you watched? I've never seen a shoe blow out like that. And their luck, there's Barack Obama sitting right there in the front row with the whole world watching North Carolina and Duke. And if there were two sneakers on the planet that the planet's biggest sports company wanted to make sure worked. It was on that floor at that time, and one of them blew up. And that never happens. The chances of that are like zero. So I'm sure they'll get all of their money back because it just doesn't happen. That's not a if you were a pro athlete, you'll be fine. If you're a high school athlete, you'll be fine with Nike shoes. 2% the stock drops. I haven't heard what sort of counter-programming or marketing the other sneaker companies are doing out there. If you're wondering, it was the Nike PG 2.5 shoes that split apart. Funny story. We're aggregating on my Facebook page all-time and current favorite sports names, athletes' names. Slater Cuckoo got us thinking about this, as well as a college basketball player from Tennessee, Admiral, I'll get it here, Admiral Schofield. His brother's General Schofield. And I knew there was one, I would say, if you just say all-time best NFL football name, and all-time best football player name, what would it be? All-time best NFL name is Bronco Nagurski. Somebody just called in and said, why isn't Bronco Nagurski on the list yet? Bronco Nagurski is now on the list. Somebody else said Coco Crisp. Yeah, that's... I saw a list of great names of baseball, football, hockey, and basketball players, and Coco Crisp was right next to Milton Bradley, names that are near and not so dear to a lot of Chicagoans, but... Coco Crisp and Milton Bradley are fun names, but, you know, nothing quite captures the essence of the sport like Bronco Nagurski. You just got to love that. And Slater Cuckoo does seem to be a perfect hockey name because it's slashing and it's got those S sounds and it feels European. And it just, I don't know, to me that feels and sounds like a hockey name. Bronco Nagurski sounds like a football name. If you said pick the sport with the name, you would get it right. Baseball, I'm not so sure on. Basketball, I have a feel for that. World Be Free is a basketball name. Kobe Buffalo Meat is a football name. And the list goes on my Facebook page.
Can I give you just one more news story here before I leave for the day? But we're getting guidance from ABC, and it is reportable that a senior Justice Department official says that Special Counsel Mueller's report will not be delivered next week. So it's not coming today, and it's not coming next week, according to reporting from ABC this afternoon.
Do you know the answer to this question? Say they said it was going to come Wednesday. Would we be able to hear about it on Wednesday? Would we be able to read it on Wednesday?
No, because it will go to the Attorney General. We may never read it, but
I know that
it would go to the Attorney General's office. They would do some redacting or deciding what to do with it. It would be up to them for a while. So, yeah, it would be likely sometime before we would know too much about it, I think.
I'll tell you what, there'll be pitchforks if we don't get our eyeballs on that report.
Yeah, I think we'll find out somehow.
Okay, thank you, Steve Bertrand. 239 on WGN Radio. Elephant, 3, 2, 1, woof. Fridays at this time, we like to give you some fun things to do. Producer Elif always starts us with some place to go hear music. Where are we going?
To the Rosemont Theater tonight at 7, where Kelly Clarkson will be playing. Tickets start at $35 on Ticketmaster.
Elmhurst College's Jazz Fest through Sunday. Elmhurst is having a Jazz Fest at the college through Sunday. Performance, titles, times, check elmhurst.edu. Only costs you $10 to hear good jazz in Elmhurst.
Remember that hilarious TV show I was telling you about on Netflix?
Yeah, what are you going to call that?
S Creek.
They are
up close and personal at the Chicago Theater Sunday for a Q&A. They have two performances at 6 and 9. Tickets start at $68, and it's at chicagotheater.com. I might go to this at
Cass
the last
is on
minute.
Stage, right? And
yeah.
Just talking. You love that show, don't you?
I do.
S blank, 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 apostrophe S Creek. Chicago Golf shows at the Rosemont Convention Center. That closes at 7 tonight, and they open it up from 9:30 to 6 tomorrow and 9:30 to 4 on Sunday. There's a sign of spring. The Golf Show at the Rosemont Convention Center. $4 to get in. That's the starting price. ChicagoGolfShow.com.
Jay Farrow, who was just here a few hours ago, he'll be at Zany's Rosemont tonight through Sunday evening. Tickets are $30 on zanysrosemont.laughstub.com.
Hey, Elif, what's your bright side today?
Jay Farrow thinks I'm funny.
Did you bump into him in the hall or something?
Yeah.
And how did he come to that conclusion?
I said something. I guess my delivery of how I said it was funny to him, and it made my day.
Blackhawks take on the Avalanche tonight at 6:30. We talked about that earlier. We've won all of our games lately, and so hopefully the streak continues tonight. What is it, 11 of 13? Hawks, Avalanche tonight, 6:30 at the UC. Grokon, Anna DeBlantis, Kevin Powell, the whole gang, they'll be out there. What do you got?
Beirut is playing the Riviera tonight at 6:30.
I love Beirut. Where are they, at the Riv?
Yes, at the Riviera.
Nice.
Tickets are $42 on RivieraTheater.com. Doesn't look like it's sold out yet.
Maybe I'll swing by. Northwestern takes on Wisconsin tomorrow. Dave Ennett's got your call, 7:30 in Evanston. That's right here on WGN Radio. And I'll mention Loyola plays at Southern Illinois Sunday at 3. And DePaul takes on Georgetown Wednesday at 6. Looks like Georgetown, DePaul is not playing this weekend.
The Seussical is a kid-friendly one-hour version of the musical The Seussical at the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire. Tickets start at $50 on MarriottTheater.com.
I'll do one more. White Sox baseball on WGN Radio this Saturday at 2. How about that? I believe the first pitch is at 2:05. Just a little baby, teeny tiny pregame show at 2, and then 2:05 first pitch, the Dodgers and the White Sox exhibition baseball. Won't that be nice to hear on your weekend radio? That's tomorrow at 2, and then Monday, we'll actually get out of the way at 2 o'clock. We'll go over to the stream, but it's Monday baseball on WGN Radio as well. White Sox at 2 versus the Giants. Give me one more, Producer Ella.
So this is a fun one. The Museum of Science and Industry begins its stretch of free days on Monday.
Oh, yeah, that's which museum's doing that?
Science and Industry.
Okay, there's a few fun things to do. We think you'll enjoy them. We all enjoy the Bright Side Live segment. That's where you call in, text in, or now Facebook message in. Mike, are we live on the Facebook yet? We will be in a few minutes. And you can watch us on the Facebook live stream. Just like me on Facebook, I'm WGN King John. We'll wave to you there. And remember, right now is your chance to call 312-981-7200 or text. We want to hear what your good news is. Tell us your bright side. Time for the bright side. Hey, we're live streaming this on Facebook, too. Hi, Facebook. Hi, live stream. You can message us. I'm WGN King John, and you can watch as you peek into the studio, and we do the bright side. It is sponsored, as always, by our friends at the Joint Relief Institute. This is our little song.
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad.
Randomly.
Other things just make you swear and curse.
We'll give out our new exciting...
When you're chewing on life's gristle, that grumble, give a whistle.
Bright side pins.
This'll help things turn out for
now
the best.
Now sing at home if you know the words. And you know the words.
Always look on the bright side of life.
And then whistle. I don't know.
Always look on the light.
Kevin Powell's at the United Center. That's normally where we insert Kevin. He chimes in with his bright side and whistles along. I hope you are too. 312-981-7200 is the phone number to call. I have a couple of open phone lines, but we're busy. You can text to 312-981-7200 too, and you can Facebook message us. Some of you did this week.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Liz sent in a Facebook message. Dan did. Claudia did. Cindy did. Helen did. Helen said, my sister survived ovarian cancer. Claudia said, I finished all the prep and had my colonoscopy today. What I will share on Facebook to get that pin. And Dan said, the anonymous shoveler who shovels their walk, my walk, the retired couple's walk across the street. You get the point. They don't have to do it, but they've done it numerous times. All right, let's pick up some phone lines. We'll start with Tom. You're on WGN. Give me some good news in your world, Tom. Why are you smiling?
Well, the good news is I love listening to your show from work.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Fortunately, I'm hands-free now, and I can call you in.
Hooray.
My wife is celebrating 1 year cancer-free after 2 major surgeries and 6 chemo treatments. At the same time, we're celebrating our youngest finishing up her field training as a police officer.
Wow.
So it's a double celebration.
We're all celebrating with you. Thanks for the call, Tom.
Thank you.
Always look on the bright side.
Hey, Debbie, you're on WGN. How are you, Debbie?
I'm good.
What's your bright side? Why are you smiling today?
It is 42 wonderful degrees in Valparaiso, Indiana right now.
It's about that in Chicago, too. It's a lovely day. We earned this one, didn't we, guys? Carl, you're on WGN. Why are you smiling? You're on the air, Carl.
Hey, how you doing, John? Hey, John, no big deal, but I went to go see that Liam Neeson movie the other night, Cold Pursuit, and it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, I'm glad. The Oscars are this weekend, and I got some folks coming over to my house for that. We're going to have a nice little time watching the Oscars, eating some snacks, cracking wise with our friends. I guess that's my bright side, because we're really looking forward to that. Glenn's on line 7. You're on WGN. Give me some good news, Glenn. You're on the air.
Well, good afternoon, sir. Calling from Northeast Arkansas. I have been blind because of the stroke for about 5.5 years, but I have my family, I have my AIDS, and I have my health. I can't complain.
You know what I'm going to do? I have these pins that friends of ours have made. The folks at the Joint Relief Institute, our sponsor, and we want to just hand them out to some folks who are celebrating life, large and small. I'm going to give you our first pin. I want you to wear it, and people will say, "Hey, Carl, you're Glenn. You're on the bright side. Congratulations." That sort of thing. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Okay, hold on. Elif's going to talk to you off the air. We'll make sure you get our first bright side pin. Woohoo! How about that? How about that? Let's go from Glenn to Ringo. Ringo on line 8. You're on WGN. What's your bright side?
Ringo in Peoria, Illinois. My 6-week-old granddaughter just got a very positive report on the tumor in her heart today.
I tell you, these medical ones, we are living in amazing times, aren't we, sir?
Yes. Grateful for all the skill that medicine brings.
She at St. Francis?
She's actually up in Chicago at Lurie's.
Oh, no, boy. I'll tell you what. St. Francis, great facility down there.
Yes.
You can't beat Lurie's for anywhere in the world. I walk by it every now and then.
World class.
Amen. I've been there. Well, congratulations. My best to your family.
Thank you.
You betcha. You betcha. Side of life. How about Mary on line? I think it's 3. Mary, you're on WGN. What's your bright side? Mary, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello. I have been listening to WGN since I left Big Rock, and I am now in Southern Illinois, Edison, Centralia, for a baby shower.
Well, I'm a big fan of the whole Hinckley, Big Rock, Sauminock, Pawpaw area. That's my old stomping ground, you know.
Best part is there is no snow anywhere.
Woohoo! All right, we go from there to John. You're on WGN. John, give me some good news in your world. Why are you smiling?
Hey, King John. We found out recently that my daughter, who's a junior, going to be a senior at Marquette University, got her summer internship with the NFL. New Orleans Saints. So we're really excited for her.
Oh, wow. What a fun organization right now to work for these days, too. Wow. How much fun are you guys going to have? How much fun? You're going to hit her up for tickets now, right?
Well, we're definitely going to be spending a couple of weekends in New Orleans, that's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, congrats. Always look on the bright side of life. Hey, Jeff, you're on WGN Radio. This is kind of weird. What's your bright side, Jeff? You're on the air. Hey, Jeff. Breaker, breaker, Jeff. Here's your chance, Jeff. Jeff said his son was in an accident. Sounds like there was a car crash. It doesn't sound like anybody was injured. And he said, we don't have to pay. So I guess I should look over at the Facebook screen because we are streaming this live. And we said you can text in, you can call in, you can also message in on Facebook. So what are some of the ones? John, I'm meeting up with some friends we traveled with tonight for dinner. I see Manhattan's in our future. That's from Kathy. I just randomly picked that off that screen. I believe Kathy's one of the people I'm going to be having Manhattan's with this evening. Kathy, I'm looking forward to that. Hi, King John. My bright side is listening to you while I'm at my sister's house waiting for my niece to get off the school bus. Hey, I never know where you're listening to us. I appreciate that. Debbie says, you know what? We just love the sunshine. Always look on the bright side of life. You've been busy over there, Producer Olive. You got a text for us?
Yes. My bright side from 847 is I have a 105 fever and was having an asthma attack. But through it all, by my side is my amazing girlfriend. She's always my bright side.
My niece had 105, 106 fever this week.
Wow.
Some folks are battling a bug out there right now. I've heard from a few people who are getting whacked. So hang in there, gang. That's the glasses half full, isn't it? How about Pat? You're on WGN. What's your bright side, Pat? You're on the air. Hi.
Hi, John. My bright side is I am turning 69 on Wednesday, and my daughter is booked the Golden Girls cruise for next year when I turn 70.
Have a great time. I want to go on that cruise. I'll be talking about my trip to France on tomorrow's show. I've got some exciting news about that. You can still join us. But enough commercial, and now let's go back to your calls. Carol, you're on WGN. What's your bright side?
Hi, John. My bright side is, as we speak, my granddaughter is finding out the gender of her firstborn.
Oh, yeah. One of those big gender reveal parties. Are they going to have that?
Tomorrow, yeah.
How do we feel about those, Carol?
Well, when my kids were born, it was a surprise. It didn't matter.
Yeah,
but now,
well,
I guess it just makes it easier, you know, to buy things for the baby. And, you know, it's the new thing.
Well, let's do this. I'm going to give you another one of those bright side pins. I'm going to give you two, one for you and one for the little baby when the baby finally gets here.
Thank you.
Won't that be fun?
It will be fun. Thank you so much.
All right, hold on. Producer Elif, we'll talk to you. This is what we do on Fridays. We end the week and we start the weekend with the bright side. Thank you to all of those of you that have been watching us on the Facebook live stream. Thank you, Poe. You're the best. And remember that when you message in on Facebook, if we read yours, we may actually give you one of those pins, too. We gave out a bunch of them before the show and some of them during the show today as well. They're really nice little pins. It's not really what the bright side is all about. I know you're not doing it for the bling, but it's nice to have a little bling, too.
So who got those pins on the air today, other than Glenn?
Oh, I did read the other names earlier, and then Glenn
on
and
the air.
And you're... You've got to figure this out, don't you, Elif? And we gave it to Teresa on line three. And if you want to randomly pick one more from the screen, you can. Ro and Anna say hi in a minute. Ro Khan, Anna DeVlantis, Kevin Powell, the whole gang are over at the UC.
At the United Center, that's right, John. Big game tonight.
Oh, man, they've all been big games, and we've been winning them all.
Yes. Well, this one, though, John, is the game that if they win it, they are officially... for at least the moment, in a playoff position.
They win it, they're in it, at
so
least
if
for
we
a moment.
Win this a game, I'm just writing this down. If we win this game, we win the Stanley Cup.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, momentum.
It feels that way. I mean, boy, this has been a tale of two teams this year, hasn't it, Ben?
It sure has. And I think it was my pep talk that I gave Jeremy Culleton.
It really traces back to that day.
Yeah, and with the day that it was his first win, we were upstairs at the Queenie's restaurant doing our show.
Great
and
restaurant.
I said to him and I explained to him, Jeremy, coach, the most important thing that you can remember about the game of hockey.
Right. He didn't even remember the next word, but go ahead. You're doing great.
That at
He's
the
like,
end
where is this guy?
Of 60 minutes. And I'm close talking him, too.
You are. And by the way, he had just met you 2 minutes before
that. I know. He's like, wait, these are our radio partners? Go ahead,
there's
Ro,
nobody else there.
He's staring at his PR people in this way, like, save me. He's blinking.
Can I get back to Iowa tomorrow? That's what he's saying.
Talking to him. Well, he's leaving Rockford, so I get that. So he was happy to be anywhere. I'm talking to him like we're in a crowded room, but we're the only two people in the room. And I said, Jeremy, just remember this. At the end of 60 minutes, you win the game if you score more goals than the opponent.
I believe it.
He took that to heart.
And he did. Solid. He took that to heart. See what it did?
That's Everybody all together now. Thank you, Ro.
Thank you. You're welcome.
You guys have a good show.
Wait, what happened?
I think he just faded away.
He just killed himself.
William is out.
Yeah, the bright side was just fine. Okay.
Was like
all right, good.
The awkward excuse at the party, you know, when you just got to get out of there.
I got to run.
That's enough of the bright side.